Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
1065 The End.
It's the wake-up call. This is breaking news out of L.A., and it's really bad, but the L.A. fires are, at this point, they are probably shaking up to be historic. There are three fires in L.A., and the timing on this couldn't be worse because they are also getting massive windstorms, which is fueling this fire in ways that we haven't seen before. There's a mandatory evacuation for 80,000 people in LA County. There's a Palisades fire that has already burned through 3,000 acres. While the Eaton fire has destroyed 1,000 acres and the Hearst fire has affected 500 acres. They are 0% contained. So far, no deaths. Knock on wood. There are injuries. But the fires were all started by a combination of dry conditions, powerful winds, and sometimes just like a chain dragging on a road can create a spark in those conditions, and here we are. It's so bad. Like looking at the
it is
footage, it's terrifying.
And the fact that it's moving so fast, the fire chief said you have to get in your cars and you have to leave right now. This fire is moving so fast that before you know it, you will be stuck.
Yeah.
And you will not be able to get out. And there's, I don't know what road or highway it is, but so many people were trying to evacuate at the same time that it caused gridlock. And at one point, people just had to start abandoning their cars and trying to leave on foot, which clogged up that highway. And so the fire department had to bring in a bulldozer.
Oh, my God.
To bulldoze the cars out of the way so that fire crews could get past them.
Universal Studios just announced that they are closing today.
How far are they from everything?
It doesn't sound like they're super far, but really? They're just citing fire conditions as the reason why
they are
closing.
Very smoky.
Yeah. And they said, we will continue to assess the situation we expect to be open for business tomorrow. The safety of our team members and our guests are our top priority. Open tomorrow. I don't know. 0% contained with the LA mayor saying winds are just going to get worse.
Well, at one point I read, and I don't know if this seems reasonable. 100 mile an hour winds?
It's possible.
Is it?
It's possible. Hurricane force winds. Yeah.
That's what they called it. Hurricane force winds.
I mean, it's possible.
Does it get that windy?
It's not supposed to, but climate change changes the climate. So,
right.
I mean, I don't know. That's what's going on. I texted my wife because she and I are supposed to fly down there this weekend for the Critics' Choice Awards. And I texted her this morning. I said, don't be surprised if the Critics' Choice Awards get canceled.
Sure. So do you guys remember the show The Hills?
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know. There was a show called The Hills.
With Kristen Cavallari and Heidi Montag?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Heidi Montag married Spencer Pratt.
Okay.
And their house is gone.
They lost their house.
They lost their house.
Wow.
And there's a number of celebrities, right, Kevin?
Yes.
That are in,
like, Ben Affleck, Tom Hanks, Mandy Moore, Miles Teller, Eugene Levy.
They all own land or houses,
yes,
property
in the Pacific Palisades area. And Chet Hanks, everybody's favorite.
America's sweetheart.
Everybody's favorite Hanks.
Yeah.
posted an Instagram story that said, like, my childhood neighborhood is on fire.
Wow.
So I don't know if that means that they still live there or, and that's where he grew up.
That's probably where he grew up.
Okay, so that you think they don't live there anymore?
Maybe Chet does. I'm not sure where Chet lives. Obviously this is a developing story. It's breaking news. The sun is coming up soon, and I'm sure that that is going to, at the very least, help firefighters.
They said in that some it'll ways. Help them assess
how bad things are.
Yeah.
So anyway,
pray for LA.
Our hearts and minds are with the people in LA. I have a friend of mine that I went to high school with who's a cinematographer down there. And this is before I even knew how bad it was. And I saw that he posted on Instagram, I'm okay. And this is before I knew what the wildfire situation was. And I was like,
were you like, me too?
Yeah. I was like, what a morning affirmation, Craig. All right. But no, but I'm glad that he's okay though. So anyway, though, we're keeping you informed here on The Wake Up Call.